everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is For the Right Reasons, and I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kay.
And this is our Bachelorette podcast. We are on week 5 of The Bachelorette, season 15, with Hannah Brown. And this week was kind of like another weird week. So we started off the week with a rose ceremony that was held over from last week, which was kind of obnoxious. So we had like more Luke versus Luke drama, and Hannah basically like wasn't having it. She asked them to talk to each other, and then she just got up and left, and she kind of looked like she was about to like fall asleep, basically.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. Like, let's just have the rose ceremony so I can go to bed, kind of. That's the look she had on her face, I felt like.
Yeah, she seemed really bored by those two guys arguing with each other. And yeah. I missed the part where she asked them to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I was really confused because I'm like, she just walks out and they keep arguing. And it's so very much like she's not even there. Like, they're just so involved in each other and like having that argument about who's right and all that, that like they don't even notice her walk out, basically.
Right.
That whole thing was stupid.
And then I agree,
kind of just go into the rose ceremony, and Chris Harrison even looks annoyed. He's like, well, that's it, rose ceremony. Like, I even hate this.
Be quiet, children.
Yeah,
so the rose ceremony starts off before she, like, opened her mouth to give out the first rose. Luke interrupts her, Luke S., and he wants to speak with her privately. And it was really kind of weird. He was like, I'm sorry if I did anything that caused you pain and, like, made you upset and, you know, like, Kay had texted me. It sounds like he's trying to, like, salvage himself. And, like, make sure he gets a rose. And then he just up and leaves.
He's, and then, like, he just walks away.
Best of luck or whatever. Like,
yeah, I wish you well.
I, like, the whole time this was going on, from last week to this week with him and Luke arguing, I kept thinking to myself, if I was Luke S., I would just leave. Like, they haven't shown him and her, like, having a lot of alone time.
No
they
chemistry.
They haven't kissed.
Yep.
They don't have, like, super intense connection like she does with, like, 5 or 6 of the other guys. And he has to know he's going to be dealing with the Luke P the rest of the time.
Knowing that he's not going to win.
I would have left, too.
Yeah, he's not going to win this argument against the other Luke.
Right, because Luke P is kind of a psychopath, as some of the guys have already pointed out. And you can't argue with someone like that. I mean, he's so far beyond, like, a logical, like, person. I don't know. So, yeah. If I was Lucas, I would have left, too. I mean,
and his argument, honestly. I mean, like, later he gets into an argument with the rest of the other guys, and, like, his arguing doesn't even make sense.
Right.
For himself. Like, he can't even argue with himself, let alone argue with another person and have any sort of coherence.
Right.
So.
And you almost feel a little, like, sad for him because he clearly, like, doesn't know how to interact with other people. Like, he goes in the room and he's, like, he knows all the guys must not like him. And he's, like, hey, guys, that was fun. Or, like, he just says, like, all these really awkward things.
Yeah.
And they all just kind of stare at him like, okay, dude, like, no one wants to talk to you. And he doesn't get it. I don't know.
No.
A very weird person.
Yeah.
Okay, so, anyways, Lucas leaves. Then we finish the rose ceremony. Who gets cut?
Mateo and John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones, sadly. Yeah, John that was Paul sad because he was, like, home. So fun.
Yeah.
He was fun. We wish to see more of him. Maybe he'll be on Bachelor in Paradise.
He's so going to be good for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. And then, of course, Luke P gets a rose, which is, like, saved for last.
Which is usually kind of like the I'm putting you on notice rose. Like,
that's true.
The rose.
Or the drama rose. That's always, like if Luke if the other Luke hadn't left by himself, they would have been like both last,
Left,
right?
yeah. And they pause as long as possible, maybe even
Right.
take a commercial break in between, like, which Luke is she gonna choose?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but so then we move on from there, and we're going to Scotland.
Yay!
Yay!
I love Scotland. And
I've never been,
Hannah,
so
oh God, we should go.
I'd be down for
We
that.
should go. Let's do it. Hannah has a terrible British accent.
Yeah.
She like tries to say like, "We're going to Scotland," and that's kind of how
It's
she sounds, and it's
yeah.
really
'Cause it's she's so
awful.
southern, so it's this
Yeah.
super southern person trying to do a Scottish fake accent, and
Yeah, it's
it's
awful.
hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So yeah.
So I
So the
do like when they get to Scotland how they set up the next date. So
Yeah, that was cool.
they go to Scotland, the guys do the typical thing, we're like, oh man, look at this hotel, isn't it amazing?
Slash castle.
Yep, yeah, because they're what it they're at Inverness Castle, I think. So then they like ostensibly kind of like let's go to a pub and hang out, and oh look, Hannah's there at the pub,
Yeah.
and they kind of just like have like a drink at the pub, and then she's kind of like I want to explore Scotland starting now, and she picks up the next guy for the one-on-one rather than
Yeah.
like the date card. And
Yeah, that was cool.
who is he?
That was fun. Yeah. Yeah, so she takes Mike on the first one-on-one date, and I've kind of said like, "Yay," 'cause like I want to root for Mike.
I'm
Like
into
he just
Mike.
seems like a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he should yeah. He's like a good person, I
Yeah.
feel like. Like a
Yeah.
genuinely good person.
Yes.
So you really want to root for him.
You get
I don't.
that sense from him immediately that it's so
Right.
genuine.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna be there at the end.
No.
And as we see later in the group date, she definitely has some very strong chemistry with two of the
Oh, dear God,
guys.
yes.
We'll talk about that later. So Mike gets a date, and then back at the pub, they show Luke talking about how he's been being misunderstood by all the guys, and they all kind of like roll their eyes at him, and they're like, "Nothing's being misunderstood. You're just
No.
a douche,
Yeah,
basically."
they call him a douche canoe.
Yeah, like to his face.
Yes. It was
So
awesome.
that was great. Yeah, so let's
Because
talk
at
about.
this point, like, Luke, they're ganging up on him in the bar, and Luke is saying shit like, oh, Mike's so not for Hannah. Like, how the f do you know what's for Hannah? Like, he's
Right.
so creepily possessive of her. Like,
Yes.
and that's just like one of the million examples with him where he's like, well, he's not for him. You know, like, you don't know.
Yeah, he's very immature in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry. Yeah, back to
Yeah,
the
it's fine.
one-on-one with Mike.
Yeah. The one-on-one with Mike was very, it's, I felt like casual, fun. They were happy. He's like a happy guy anyway, so like they were just having fun looking at shops. They go whiskey tasting.
Yeah,
Hannah
so
gets drunk.
Hannah gets a little tipsy, and I really misunderstood. Southern girls are like whiskey in a C cup. Because I'm
Teacup.
thinking teacup. That makes way more sense. Southern girls are like whiskey in a teacup,
Right.
cause strong on the inside, pretty and lacy. Because I
Yeah,
swore she
pretty on the
said
outside,
pretty on
or.
the outside, and I'm thinking like bras are pretty on the outside, and like I guess boobs are inside the bra, and they're I don't get it. But teacup, okay.
Teacup, yeah.
They're super adorable. They eat that super sour candy, and like her face, like
Yeah.
trying to get through it. Oh God, she's adorable.
Yeah, that was adorable. They're cute.
They're really cute.
They were. And then they got tricked into eating haggis, which was awesome. And she's asked the guy like at the bar, "Well, have you ever eaten it?" And he's like, "No, I'm English. I'm not Scottish. I would never eat that."
was so good.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But they did eat on a date.
They did. They showed them eating, which was funny.
They never eat on a date.
Yeah. Well, it's like a cultural, like they showed her eating bugs in Colton season.
Yeah, okay, like, but like, okay,
Real food. I mean, If you consider haggis to be real
Haggis
food.
to be real food,
When we
yeah.
went to Scotland, my husband did try it.
Oh.
He said it just tasted like it was like a hamburger or something. He said it just tasted like a hamburger, like it wasn't
Oh.
weird or
I
anything.
would try haggis.
Yeah. Ugh.
I mean,
I
if
don't
it's
know.
prepared right, I don't know.
Yeah. So then they have their dinner date, their fake dinner date. And it was, I thought it was interesting because she like really opened up. Like she was like talk like really personal, like talking about her struggles and how she has problems with dating and
Self-love and self-acceptance.
she's like really self-aware too, which is interesting for a 24-year-old. And she just like tells him everything about herself, like really deep information, I thought. Yeah. And then he kind of does the same and he opens up to her and he says like, you know, he knows who he is and he's like ready to, you know, have a
The
serious
door's open
relationship and
with
get
the
down on
air
one
on and
knee and all
open with
that.
the door
So
open. Oh. It was kind of, I thought it was a little weird with him because he had already shared some pretty deep stuff with her, like pretty early on with the, like, he lost the baby,
Yeah.
and then that's what led to the demise of his relationship. So they had already had like those deeper
Yeah, that's true.
conversations. So
That's true.
it was nice to see her continue that,
Yeah,
so.
also opening up to him.
Yeah.
Right, so he gets a rose. First rose of the night, of the episode, I should say.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then back at the hotel house, whatever you want to call it, we have the group date card come, and it's all the guys except for Luke.
Yay.
And then he has like this smug look on his face, which they always do. So I guess that's not like specific to him. And as one of the guys pointed out, and then was pointed out later by Hannah and several of the other guys on the date, that they were kind of excited to have this group date without Luke being there.
Right.
So they were, no one was concerned that he had a one-on-one date
Because it
and that
was,
none of
yeah.
them got it.
In a way, it was sort of perfect. Like, yeah, we get to have a date without him.
Right, exactly.
Because it, so they go on the date, and since they're in Scotland, the guys are all there. Basically, these like Scottishmen come out of the woods and yell at them and are
Yeah,
like,
that was
hey,
awesome.
you're going to learn about the Highland Games and learn all these like Celtic things. So it was another very like sporty date, which went terribly last week with the whole rugby thing. But the mood was so significantly different, and you could
Yeah.
see how good this competitive fun could
Right, it was
be
fun. Yeah.
without this like one little needling just jerk of a guy
Right,
ruining the
right.
mood for everybody.
Even when they were doing the wrestling, they were just like laughing and like they, none of them were like worried that they were going to get like body slammed and kneed in the face, for example. Just that they were going to expose themselves because they all had kilts on, which is funny.
There was a
Very
lot
funny.
of censoring and black bars with the kilts this
Yeah.
week.
So they have like this game, you know, like official. They learn how to do all the stuff. None
Which
of them can throw an axe, by the way, except for Hannah.
was awesome. Like she does the axe thing. She nails it, and then her reaction again was so fun and so genuine. She's like, "Yeah, bow to your queen."
Yeah. That was funny.
She was super competitive and into it. And I'd also like to point out the entire time on this date, they are captioning the Scottish guy's accent, even though he's
Yeah, I
speaking
noticed that.
English.
Yeah. 'Cause it's a thick.
It was quite thick, yeah.
It's thick. I had a friend when I lived in Switzerland who was Scottish and she did talk like that. And then she told me that Outlander was fake because Scottish people really don't talk like that. And I wanted to be like, can we record you talking and like play it back so you can
Hear
hear
yourself
yourself?
back.
Like,
Yeah.
yes, you do sound like that to the rest of us at least. Yeah. So Jed wins the Highland Games for the group. I don't know why, whatever.
Because he poured milk all over himself and it was so hot.
Right, because that was sexy, I
Not, yeah, it
guess.
was sexy. Sexy hot, not
Oh,
temperature.
I hope you took a
This is
shower
Scotland.
immediately
Oh God,
after.
yeah, covering yourself in milk. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But then we move into the cocktail hour after the group date where all the making out happens.
Right.
she was trying to mount something. She didn't care what or who, but she was like just climbing up on the guys.
Right. So she first takes Jed and they're making out in the hallway. Like, she is straddling him on her lap.
Yes.
And he even says to her, like, isn't your dress going to rip? And she's like, I don't even care. Oh, but also she tells him that because he won the Scottish Games, he now owns, like, a square foot of land in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I want that. Anyways, they're, like, going at it, and then Kevin walks up the stairs, and I kind of forgot Kevin was still around, by the way.
So I think Kevin forgot he is still around. Yeah.
So he's, like, standing there, and he's like, what's going on? And then he's like, it's almost like a train wreck, and you can't stop looking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. And then he kind of, like, awkwardly leaves, like, tiptoes away.
Right.
I don't even think they noticed that he was there.
Probably not. But he mentions, he's like, oh, that was awkward. I haven't even kissed her yet. And it's...
Yeah.
From the perspective of the show, it's like she is so into a very specific group of guys that, like, yeah, of course you haven't kissed her yet, and you're probably not going to.
You're not going to, sir.
And like, you and, like, the eight other guys left that, like, you know, they don't even show. Like, Dustin was on the date.
Devin. And Dylan.
Like, they're still there, and they get zero screen time because why?
Right,
like,
exactly.
They're not even trying. I think that's a little frustrating from a show point. They're not even trying to make it, I want to say,
look,
like,
close.
Yeah, look like a competition. It's
right. Well, it's pretty clear who the competition is between at this point.
Right, yeah. But it's week five, and so I feel like I could pretty easily pick out her top four.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And we have,
for sure,
what, 4 or 5 weeks to go until we even get to that point. So it's almost like not, I'm going to say fun. Kind of like, it's so obvious.
5 weeks till the end, yeah. Meanwhile, in the other room, she's making out with Peter on the pool table.
Punchable Peter has some moves.
Yeah.
The way he lays her down on the pool table. And, like, I could not also tell you, I mean, maybe it's just because they can't go all the way, so they have, like, nothing else to do, but I couldn't tell you the last time I ever made out with somebody like that, and, like, that intensely, and that
was it,
long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt dirty watching them on the pool table.
Yes.
And then
it
Tyler
did look a little dirty.
And then Tyler on the bed.
Right, and then she goes and makes out with Tyler.
Tyler.
On the bed. So they're, like, talking, and he's wearing his kilt still, by the way,
yeah.
So hey.
Hey.
So they're, like, talking, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, let me show you something. And across the room there's a bed. I'm like, where did this bed come from? Are they in a hotel? Like,
yeah.
Magically there's a bed in the corner.
There's just a bed, and...
Yeah. And then she's on top of him. He's wearing a kilt, so you can use your imagination there.
Yeah. Again, she was smooth with that. She's like, here, let me show you something. Let me show you this bed here.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me get on top of you.
Right. So, yeah. So then, after all the making out and some people talking, they do show her talking to some of the guys, like Garrett, for example.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other D guys, Dylan, or
one of the other
Connor.
Guys. That's the exact point.
I don't know. And then, so the group rose goes to Jed.
Jed.
Not surprised.
Nope.
But then they showed Tyler's face, and he actually looked, like, really sad. And I felt bad for him.
This is Jed's second group date rose.
Yeah. So Jed's definitely a standout.
Mm-hmm.
Jed and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Peter, too, but not as much.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe he'll get, like, a one-on-one date later, and then we'll be able to tell a little bit more about him. So, yeah, so that was about it for the group date. And all the guys and Hannah commented about, again, like, She was saying how fun the group date was and stress-free and no drama, and exactly because Luke wasn't there.
Yep.
She's like, I can't help but notice that Luke isn't here and everything's going swimmingly.
And she notices it.
Right.
Which is means it's real bad.
Right. Yeah, so then next we have our one-on-one date with Luke.
And honestly, like, the less said about this one-on-one date, the better, because it's almost, have you listened to our podcast or anything that's been happening in the show for the last 3 weeks? More of that.
Yeah. He's so delusional. So first of all, like, before they leave, the guys warn him, like, be a man, keep our names out of your mouth, like, do what's right. Of course he doesn't. He starts bad-mouthing the guys. He's so delusional about everything. She tells him, like, I don't understand why all the guys don't like you. There's got to be something to that. And he's like, I don't understand it either because everyone in my life likes me. He's like, I wish she had, like, slapped him or something.
Yeah.
But, like, basically the whole date is him, like, saying lines and her telling him, stop saying stuff like that. Tell me, like, what you're feeling. Give me something. She even tells him, like, I want to know if you like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti. And he just stares at her.
And then he's like, yeah, I can't give you that information. I can't be open. Like, bitch, she just asked you if you like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti. This is not... And they showed the scene, too, like, in its entirety, where sometimes they'll do, like, I've heard it called, like, Frankenbites, where, like, they'll take sound clips or, like, video clips and kind of, like, cut it together to kind of make somebody look like an idiot. And no, that's exactly how that plays out. And they show it to us, like, unedited. Like, it's because it's in, like, a single, like,
Yeah.
What do they call that with, like, the cameras? Like, the cameras don't
like
switch.
Like a zoom out shot or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's both of them talking. Yeah, and there's no cuts.
There's no cuts.
Yeah, so she asks him, like, direct questions, and he can't answer them. He just stares at her. And then, or he'll say some bullshit, like, he'll say, like, oh, yeah, I see what you mean. And it's like, he's just saying what he thinks she wants him to her to hear, and she knows it. Mm-hmm. And the killer part is, she knows it, and she's still, like, she should have had him leave. At the end of, like, when they were sitting on that cliff.
Mm-hmm.
She should have been like, okay, this is over. Like, I'm definitely not giving you a rose. Just, why don't we just cut this out short?
She's trying so hard to make it work.
Yeah, and it's like, what is it? Does she think she's, like, he's, like, so hot she's gonna, like, miss out on something? Or she feels like they had this, like, really great connection the first week, and she thinks that, like, this other drama has gotten in the way of that, and maybe, like, she... It's, like, almost like she feels like there's more there, and she's trying to, like, pull it out of him, and he's not giving it to her.
No, she's trying so hard to pull anything out of him.
Yeah.
And trying so hard to make it work. It's, like, almost like her pride. She's, like,
yes.
I've committed this far. I don't want to admit defeat and give up. And, oh, just watching her do this is just...
Yeah, it's so heartbreaking, and it's, like, really hard to watch as the viewers, like...
Because I feel, in a way, that almost makes good TV, though, because I feel like we've either all been in those relationships where, like, you are just trying so hard, or you've seen a friend in one of those relationships where you're like, what do you see in him?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, but I'd be sadder without him than with him. And it's like, oh, that's not...
It doesn't even make sense.
It's not, it's not healthy. It's just,
Yeah, so let's talk about the end. Basically, she tells him, like, I can't give you this rose. Mm-hmm. And then they show his face, and he looks shocked. He's surprised. Why are you surprised? You both just discussed how the date wasn't going well, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, this is not how I expected this date to go. Mm-hmm. And she has just said the same thing. So it's very weird. And then that's, like, the end of the episode.
Yep.
Like, there's no rose ceremony or any other information. And then they show the scenes from next week. And we see that he's still there. So clearly he didn't get this rose, but something else is going to happen
where he somehow maybe gets the rose at the cocktail. I don't know.
Yeah, but usually when they go on a one-on-one date, if you don't get a
rose,
you
go
pack
home.
Your suitcase and you leave.
Which they do make a point of showing him pack his suitcase. It's like right. a real short, like, one-second, like, thing. At this point, I wish I knew, like, I wish I knew if he was going to, how far he was going to make it, or I wish I knew if he was going home. Like, if I knew that he makes it to the top four, the top three, even the final two, mm-hmm. I feel like I could resign myself and be like, ugh, okay, like, at least I know. But, right. like, I keep holding out hope every week that she's going to cut him, mm-hmm. and so far it hasn't happened, and I'm really frustrated.
Right. It kind of feels like at this point there's no redemption for him, mm-hmm. but they show scenes of him later in the season. So we know something's going to happen to where he is going to somehow redeem himself in her eyes, and they show him like praying in a church. So he's yep. going to like come back and be like, you know, I prayed over this and like I'm ready to open myself up to you or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but obviously, but they yeah. do show him praying, so I'm guessing he's going to use that as like
right, but then we but then we have the whole teaser thing with her saying like, guess what, I've had sex and Jesus still loves me, because mm-hmm. he said, like, I wonder if this goes to like the fantasy date kind of thing, because didn't he say something about like he had a conversation with God and God told him to stop having sex?
Mm-hmm. yeah that was so, like the first like the preview yeah. promo thing.
So I feel like at this point I'm thinking, like, does he make it to fantasy suites? And, like, maybe that's where he finally gets cut, or maybe mm-hmm. that's where the praying is, like, praying right. beforehand, and they get into an argument about
sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it's with him that she says those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I think he does make it that far, unfortunately.
Yeah. So at this
I do
point,
think that either to, like, the top six or the top four or whatever it is, 7 and 4 or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they have that conversation and that's when she cuts him. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure which week that might happen, but...
No. But, like, I feel like at this point, if she hasn't cut him now, because even she's saying, like, I don't know why he's still here, kind of.
Yeah.
And yet he is. I feel like he's in it for the long haul.
And she had said at the rose ceremony at the beginning of the episode, she said, I'm keeping Luke P around because I'm listening to my heart and not my head. Mm-hmm. She's like, my head tells me I shouldn't keep him around, but my heart wants him to stay around.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows, like, it's not a mm-hmm. smart decision.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then there's, like, another train of thought where we could think she's already made her decision. And the producers are telling her to keep Luke P around.
No, yeah, there's that, yeah.
Because if you read, like, some of the blogs of, like, the comments and articles and stuff that some of the, like, old contestants say, that a lot of times they do know very early on who they're going to pick. Like, Sean, for example, he said he knew, like, with his first date with Catherine that he was going to pick her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all part of, like, the pretense you have to keep up as, like, being the main whatever.
The lead. Like,
the
yeah.
lead on the show. So that could be something else to think about. Like, she could just be, it could be, like, all just for show. Like, they tell her to say these things or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know. I hate to think of it that way, but.
Because without him, like, what's the drama in the show?
Right, there isn't a lot of other drama going on right now.
Because the guys all seem to genuinely get along and like each other and having a good mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And without the main villain.
If you were Hannah and you had these guys left, who would mm-hmm. you pick?
Oh, Mike.
Totally unbiased with like having, yeah. Mike? Okay.
Mike.
I think I would pick Garrett.
Yeah.
Although, I did read online that next week there's drama with him, so we'll see. I might not agree with myself next week on that, depending on how he acts during that drama.
I kind of want to re-listen to myself for the first episode we did now that I yeah. have so much more context, because I kind of wonder like what I said about Luke P.
Yeah, I think we said that he was the drama queen.
I feel like we did.
I think we did. I think we were right. But we really liked Kevin I liked Kevin because he likes Harry Potter. He's kind of boring now. He hasn't really done much.
No.
We liked Brian, but he got cut the first night.
Yeah. Well, it's like with a guy like Kevin, it's like, oh, you're so boring. And I want to be
probably like, not. He's just like a normal person.
He's probably like a normal person, but right. Like, if you don't make moves on somebody, like that's part of the attraction is like the mm-hmm. guy putting the moves on the girl, and he sort of seems like he's too good natured of a person to just be like, oh, okay, I walked in on you making out with somebody else. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Okay, so next week we will find out if Luke P. sticks around or not, and we are predicting
probably,
he does.
Probably does.
We also have an announcement to make.
Yay!
Stay tuned because we are going to have a giveaway for our podcast listeners and also you know, through my blog channels. So stick around for that. We'll have that announcement up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you again next week. You can find us on iTunes, subscribe on Android, and you can also listen directly on my blog, myminiadventurer.com. See you next week.
Bye.
Awkward goodbye.
Awkward goodbye.